demonstrate knowledge of networks and connectivity and definition of terms. Introduction. Current source density, CSD, analysis is a foundational method in neuroscience used to identify the spatial and temporal organization of neural activity within the brain. This technique translates electrical potentials recorded from the scalp or cortical surface into estimates of current flow, offering enhanced localization of the underlying sources and sinks of activity. Unlike raw voltage recordings, CSD provides more precise spatial resolution by mitigating the confounding effects of volume conduction. This lecture outlines the theoretical basis and procedural generation of CSD maps, details the core metrics used in analysis, and introduces the major graphical representations that support interpretation. Further, we explore advanced inverse methods such as Loretta, S-Loretta, and E-Loretta, along with the surface Laplacian approach as complementary techniques. Finally, we examine how CSD analysis contributes to both research and clinical neuroscience by supporting the localization of functional brain activity and aiding in diagnosis and treatment planning. These interconnected components collectively demonstrate the breadth of CSD's utility and establish a comprehensive foundation for interpreting complex neural phenomena across multiple domains of brain science. Current source density maps. CSD maps display the distribution of neural current flow in the extracellular space, highlighting where electrical currents originate, sources, and terminate, sinks. These maps are generated through mathematical differentiation of voltage signals collected from an array of electrodes, usually through EEG or local field potentials. Unlike raw voltage data, which may be smeared due to the influence of conductive tissues like cerebrospinal fluid and skull, CSD maps provide a sharper spatial profile by filtering out these effects. The maps indicate sinks and sources through changes in voltage gradients, effectively tracing the underlying physiological processes with improved accuracy. This representation allows researchers to visualize the spatial architecture of brain activity, making it easier to identify the cortical loci of sensory processing, cognitive engagement, or pathological oscillations. As such, CSD maps offer a more direct measure of cortical activity than traditional EEG signals, serving as a valuable tool for experimental and clinical purposes alike. Importantly, CSD mapping provides insights not only into which brain areas are active, but also into the nature of that activity's origin, enabling more refined interpretations of electrophysiological signals. Generation of CSD maps. The process of creating CSD maps begins with rigorous pre-processing of EEG or LFP signals to remove noise and artifacts that may distort the spatial gradients. Once clean signals are obtained, spatial derivatives are calculated to determine the change in voltage between adjacent electrodes, yielding the first derivative. The second spatial derivative, often called the Laplacian, is then computed to estimate the current density at each site. These values correspond to the net current entering or exiting the extracellular space at a given point. The final result is a two-dimensional map where the intensity and direction of the current are often represented using color gradients. This transformation allows for a clearer understanding of where neural activity is most prominent. Importantly, the methodology requires careful consideration of electrogeometry and spacing, as spatial resolution is constrained by the density and placement of the recording array. Additionally, proper interpolation and smoothing techniques are required during data visualization to preserve accuracy and avoid misrepresentation of current flow, particularly in high-density EEG systems or when assessing subtle cortical dynamics. Metrics used in CSD analysis. Source strength. Source strength refers to the quantitative measure of how intense a given source or sink of electrical activity is, typically expressed in amperes per square meter. This metric enables researchers to compare different regions of the brain in terms of neural activation magnitude. High source strength values generally indicate robust local field potentials, suggesting strong synaptic activity or synchronized neuronal firing. It is a foundational measure for identifying regions of functional relevance in cognitive tasks or neurological disorders. When combined with temporal markers, source strength can help differentiate between transient and sustained activations, enhancing interpretation of task-related brain states and offering a finer resolution of ongoing cortical processes. Source distribution. Source distribution captures the spatial pattern and spread of current sources and sinks across the cortical surface. By analyzing this metric, one can infer how neural activity propagates or concentrates in specific brain regions. This is particularly useful in delineating cortical areas involved in sensory and motor functions or in distinguishing pathological activity zones in epilepsy. Source distribution maps assist in building a topographic understanding of functional anatomy. Furthermore, this metric facilitates comparisons across individuals or conditions, allowing group-level statistical analyses and supporting the development of normative data in both research and clinical settings. Source dynamics. Source dynamics describe the temporal evolution of current sources and sinks, providing insight into how neural activity unfolds over time. This metric is essential for capturing event-related changes in brain activity, such as those elicited by stimuli or cognitive tasks. Temporal resolution is a significant advantage of CSD, as it allows for real-time monitoring of brain processes. Observing how sources and sinks vary moment to moment supports fine-grained analysis of information processing in the brain. When paired with time-locked experimental designs, source dynamics enable detailed tracing of stimulus-response cycles and help uncover latent functional networks that are not apparent in average data. Graphic methods for CSD representation. Color maps. Color maps are a widely used visualization method for CSD data, employing color gradients to indicate current intensity and direction. Warmer colors may represent sources, while cooler colors denote sinks, creating an easily interpretable visual field. These maps are commonly used in both research and clinical settings because they present complex spatial information in an accessible format. Color maps also enable rapid identification of regions with aberrant or heightened neural activity. Their intuitive design enhances communication of findings across interdisciplinary teams. When implemented alongside real-time feedback or sequential trials, color maps can illustrate consistent activation patterns, guiding protocol optimization in cognitive and therapeutic interventions. Contour plots. Contour plots represent CSD values using lines of equal magnitude, akin to topographic maps in geography. These lines help demarcate areas with similar current densities, aiding in the precise activity localization. Unlike color maps, contour plots can offer higher precision in delineating boundaries between functionally distinct cortical areas. They are particularly useful for comparing data across time points or conditions, enabling detailed spatial analyses. Their structured layout facilitates quantitative comparisons between regions. Additionally, contour plots are advantageous for publication purposes due to their clarity in black and white formats and their ability to present clean, standardized representations of complex data. 3D surface plots. Three-dimensional surface plots provide a volumetric view of CSD data, with the z-axis representing current density magnitude. These plots reveal the peaks and troughs of neural activity with high clarity, emphasizing the spatial topology of brain function. By adding a depth dimension, 3D surface plots enhance pattern recognition and can be rotated or manipulated for exploratory data analysis. They are frequently employed in studies that aim to correlate structural and functional brain data. Their utility lies in rendering complex datasets into visually rich and informative displays. Furthermore, they support dynamic animations that illustrate how neural sources evolve over time, contributing to multimodal integration and educational visualization. Time series plots. Time series plots track the evolution of CSD values at specific electrodes or regions over time, offering a window into dynamic neural processes. These plots are invaluable for examining how brain activity changes in response to stimuli, tasks, or clinical interventions. By aligning these time-based graphs with behavioral markers, researchers can draw connections between cognitive events and neural mechanisms. They also support the detection of transient abnormalities in clinical contexts. Overall, time series plots are essential for temporal resolution in CSD analysis. They also allow researchers to assess latency, amplitude, and duration of cortical responses across different trials or subjects, offering powerful metrics for longitudinal and within-subject studies. LaRETA, S-LaRETA, and E-LaRETA. LaRETA, or low-resolution electromagnetic tomography, is a computational technique that estimates the three-dimensional cortical sources of EEG activity based on a standard 19-electrode array. It transforms scalp-recorded potentials into coronal, horizontal, and sagittal slices of brain activity. While it does not detect subcortical structures such as the thalamus or amygdala, LaRETA effectively localizes cortical activity using voxels or three-dimensional pixels. The original LaRETA resolution was 7 millimeters in each spatial dimension, later improved to 5 millimeters. Each voxel is assigned Tallarak coordinates, which allow for standardized anatomical localization independent of individual brain shape. These coordinates facilitate comparison with other imaging modalities such as MRI and PET. The second generation, S-LaRETA, improved spatial accuracy by reducing noise through standardization of voxel values, though it sacrifices absolute measurement units. Finally, E-LaRETA claims to eliminate localization error entirely by refining the inverse solution algorithm. These advancements have significantly increased the precision of cortical source localization and broadened its utility in cognitive and clinical research. As the field continues to evolve, integration with high-density EEG and cross-modal validation will likely expand the reach and reliability of LaRETA-based technologies. Laplacian analysis. Laplacian analysis, also called surface Laplacian, current source density, or scalp current density, is a method for estimating the radial flow of electrical currents on the scalp. This technique highlights currents that travel perpendicular to the scalp, differentiating between positive values flowing outward from the cortex and negative values flowing inward. Unlike LaRETA-based methods, Laplacian analysis is reference-independent, meaning the estimates are not altered by the choice of reference electrode. This improves the interpretability and comparability of results across studies. Furthermore, Laplacian methods offer higher spatial resolution by sharpening the EEG signal and minimizing the smearing effect caused by volume conduction. This results in more localized and physiologically meaningful data. Importantly, Laplacian analysis does not rely on prior assumptions about head anatomy, tissue conductivity, or dipole orientation, distinguishing it from inverse methods. These attributes make Laplacian analysis a robust and computationally straightforward tool for enhancing the spatial fidelity of EEG recordings. As such, it is particularly suitable for clinical monitoring and high-throughput research contexts where simplicity, speed, and accuracy are required. Applications of CSD analysis. Current source density analysis is employed in both experimental and applied neuroscience to uncover the structural and functional organization of the brain. In basic research, CSD aids in dissecting the mechanisms underlying sensory perception, attention, and memory by tracking how neural signals emerge and evolve across time and space. The high temporal resolution of CSD is especially advantageous for studying rapid neural events that occur within milliseconds. In clinical contexts, CSD enhances diagnostic accuracy by identifying abnormal cortical activity patterns in disorders such as epilepsy, schizophrenia, and traumatic brain injury. These maps can inform treatment planning by pinpointing dysfunctional regions that may benefit from neuromodulation or targeted therapy. Additionally, CSD is useful for evaluating the efficacy of cognitive and pharmacological interventions by monitoring changes in neural activity over time. As a non-invasive method, it offers a practical and scalable solution for integrating electrophysiological data into personalized care. Its value is further amplified when combined with other imaging modalities and behavioral assessments. Furthermore, CSD enables clinicians and researchers to detect early biomarkers of disease progression, paving the way for timely interventions and improving patient outcomes. Conclusion: current source density analysis bridges the gap between electrophysiological data and functional brain mapping, offering a high-resolution view of neural sources and syncs across space and time. From the generation of CSD maps through spatial differentiation of EEG signals to the analysis of key metrics such as source strength, distribution, and dynamics, The method allows for fine-grained exploration of cortical function. Visualization techniques, including color maps, contour plots, three-dimensional surfaces, and time series plots, enhance the interpretation and communication of findings. The development of Loretta-based inverse solutions has expanded the scope of source localization, while Laplacian analysis provides a reference-independent alternative grounded in biophysical principles. CSD analysis continues to support fundamental discoveries in sensory and cognitive neuroscience, while also serving as a clinically actionable tool. Its ongoing refinement and integration with multimodal imaging promise to deepen our understanding of brain function and advance neurodiagnostic capabilities. Ultimately, CSD serves as a bridge between raw electrical signals and clinically meaningful insights, making it an indispensable asset in modern neuroscience.